start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, Salam. Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. In this week's parasha, the beginning of parasha's Lech Lecha, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, Ma'atzecha, Mbeis Avicha, and I'm going to give you three things. Eschel Egoi Godel, Avorechecha, Agad Lo Shemecha. So Rashi says, what's these three things? What's these three things? What are these three things? So Rashi says, that when a person goes on a journey, so normally, there's three things that become bad by him, is hard by him. One of them is Mema'etes B'Peri V'Rivya, Mema'etes is a moment, Mema'etes is a shame. That person doesn't have the ability to have children, and moment, costs money all the traveling, and shame, no one knows who you are. You're here, one day there, no one gets to know who you are. So that's what the Torah says, no, all these three things you'll have. Eschel Egoi Godel, you'll have children, Avarechecha means with moment, and Agal Shemecha, people will know who you are. So, the topic I wanted to talk about today is the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is not discussed so much, but it's a very important mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah that everybody is aware of, we all know about it, and it's the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Pre-Rivya, the mitzvah of having children. So, where is the tzivui to have children? So the mitzvah is in Parashas Noyach, yeah. In Parashas Bereishis, Hashem gave a bracha to Adam Rishon, and the Rashi says there it's a bracha, and in Parashas Noyach again Hashem gave a bracha to Noyach, and then again after that it says V'atem Peruvu, and then that's where the tzivui is. The tzivui is in the Parashas Noyach V'atem Peruvu. So there's three things I want to discuss about. This noisa includes a lot of detail. I'm not going to go into all details, but there's three noisim I want to bring out over here. Noisa number one is, what exactly is the mitzvah? In other words, what exactly are you supposed to do to make this mitzvah? What is exactly the yesoid? What's the yesoid of the mitzvah? Yeah, and I'm talking about in Lomdisha terms. What is exactly the mitzvah? Yeah, because a bit of an ambiguous mitzvah. To pick up Dalet Minium, you pick it up, you know, that's the mitzvah. Here it's a bit different. There's a lot involved in this mitzvah. It's not just one particular thing, right? To get married, have children, is a lot. So where exactly is the mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah? Nekuda number two is that how many children one must have to make this mitzvah. And Nekuda number three is, if there's time, is there an inyan to have more? Okay? So we'll go through slowly one by one. So the Gemara says in Yevamos. I think it's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hoy lo ibonim." The Gemara in Yevamos samach beis amedalef. "Hoy lo ibonim biyosoi." "Hoy lo ibonim biyosoi ibet kechavim." What happens if somebody is a goy and he has children, he has kids, he's married, got a family life, when he's gayer and he became a gay? So he's got children, yeah, he's right, he's a gay now, he's Jewish, but he has children, right? Goyim, right? So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kiyam Peri V'Rivya. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Mekayim Peri V'Rivya. You've got kids. So what if they're Goyim? You've got kids, you're Mekayim Peri V'Rivya. And Rish Lakish argues, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Loi Kiyam Peri V'Rivya. And the Machlokes is that, do we say Gesh is Gesh Kosher Neil Adami? When a person becomes a Geh, a Goy becomes a Yid, we all know this terminology. Kosher Neil Adami. So it's as if you're a new person. So the children that you had, when you were Goy, the children are not Messiahs to you, they're not after you. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, nevertheless, you're Makar in the Mitzvah. Yeah, and we paskin, that's what we paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the person is Makar in the Mitzvah in such a way. Even if his children are not Jewish, he's Makar in the Mitzvah. So, the question is like this. The question is that the Gemara says this is a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, what happens if somebody eats matzah, but he ate it when he was a shoita, right? And then he became better again. Or let's say kafoy, he was forced to eat it, he didn't want to eat it. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, you're not yoytze mitzvah. You know what it's why? Because when you did the mitzvah, it wasn't your. You were the one doing the mitzvah. Meaning, even if you actually have matzah, you've eaten matzah, but since when you ate it, you were potter, suppose you know you're mitzvah, you have to eat it again. So ask the Torah Heaven, what's the difference between these two cases? Yeah? It's exactly the same thing. That the word then, if a person, he's oisik, the mitzvah per ribya, calls him and he's a goy. Okay, so now when he's Jewish, then there is children in the world, true. So the mitzvah is around. The mitzvah is, but he didn't do anything. It wasn't b'shas. B'shas, he did it. He wasn't chayav to do it. So the chayav shouldn't be yoytza. Yeah? That's the Torah Evan. That's very frank, the Torah Evan. So the Minchas Chinuch, he talks about this kasha. And he says like this. He says that when a person gets married and he does a Maisa Bia and eventually he has a child, the Maisa that he does, everything that he does to actually have a child is not Bayodai. And he's not involved anymore. But the Maisa that he does, the Pola that he does to get married and to do a Maisa Bia, that Pola is that's the Maisa, that's the Heksha mitzvah, he says. The mitzvah is to actually have a child. If there's a child in the world because of you and he came from you, that's the mitzvah. So from Kolzman, from the moment he's born, you make carry now the mitzvah. Kolzman is alive, that's the mitzvah. If a person has a child in the world, as long as he's anywhere running around, floating around the world, he's making a mitzvah at that moment. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that there should be children belonging to you. But the way to do it is a heksha mitzvah. That's just a heksha mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all. It's like maybe like being ma'agad the lulav. You're not being ma'kar mitzvah by doing that on Erev Sukkos. It's bechlal no mitzvah. Bechlal no mitzvah. That's what Michas Chinuch claims. It's just a heksha mitzvah. And there's no mitzvah. There's no ma'isa mitzvah at all involved in this mitzvah. So it's an interesting mitzvah here. I don't do anything, or even what I do is not really a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only something that happens on its own. That eventually, and it's on its own, it's not b'yodei bechlal. That's what Michas Chinuch Tainas, and he repeats himself a few times over when he goes through this mitzvah, discusses this mitzvah, repeats himself a few times. It's a heksha mitzvah, it's just a heksha mitzvah. But the pele is with this. Now, how can the Torah, the mitzvah, a person to do to Mekayim mitzvahs per ribya when the actual ma'isa is not what the Torah is referring to? It's just a heksha, and the mitzvah of having a child, The Torah is not, that's also not going to do with you. So where's the mitzvah exactly? The Maisa mitzvah is nothing to do with you. It's not a mitzvah. The Kiyama mitzvah, what happens later, nothing to do with you either. It's the Bershim's plans. It's not. So where's the mitzvah exactly? Huh? Maisa Bia. The Michas Chinuch says the Maisa Bia is just a Heksha mitzvah. It's just a Heksha. It's just in order to eventually bring about a child. The Maisa Bia is no Puruvun a Maisa Bia. If you think about it, there's no Puruvun a Maisa Bia. The Maisa Bia is not... It causes Puruvu, but it's not the mitzvah. It's not the Torah wants it to be children in the world. The Torah wants the world to be populated. Yeah? That's the first gosh. How do we ask this? He said, it's not Mestaba. Yeah, there should be that, like Michas Chinuch is pointing out. And the second horror is that Michas Chinuch himself is Moira. He says, from Tosfos is Mavur, not like this. Why? Because Tosfos, there's a Tosfos in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin, what happens if you've got a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Choyrin? The Mishnah says there. You've got a Chatzi Eved, how do you have a person who's a half a Eved Knani and half a free man? And we know Eved Knani that gets free, he becomes Metzuvah if he's Eved Knani by Yid, but if he was working by Yid, he becomes, if a person owns Eved Knani and he frees him, then he's got, he becomes a Ger. It's another way of becoming a Ger, through being Eved Knani. So now this Eved Knani, half of him is still an Eved Knani. How could he be half of? Because he belongs to two Adonim. Right? He was sold over there, but he was too expensive, so two people got together and they bought him. And then, so he belongs to two people. He works one day by him, one day by him, back and forth. Now one person freed him. So he's a half Eved and half Ben Chayrin. Now we know the halach is, we pass Gana Isha is not Matzuvah in Peribarivya. Right? We all know that as well. Isha is not Matzuvah in Peribarivya. It's only an ish. It's mitzvah and peribarivya. So now, Eved, Kanani, we know that he's got all mitzvahs ke isha. He's got all the same mitzvahs as the isha. So now this Eved Kanani, half of him, he's a ben chayrin, meaning he's mitzvah, he's mechuyev in mitzvahs, like a man. And the other half, he's pata from mitzvahs peribarivya. He's half Eved, half a ben chayrin. So now, the Mishnah says, that what do we do with him? There's a bit of a problem here. He can't get married, because he can't get married to Israelis, because he's still Eved Kanani. And he can't get married to a Shifcha because half of him is a Yisraelis. So what do you do? Right? So the Gemara says over there, the Mishnah says there, okay, so do you know what? So leave him like this. So what's the problem? So he won't get married. Big deal. Says the Mishnah, to leave him like that, Yevatl, you can't. Says the Mishnah that no, you can't tell him to do that because there's a chiyuv to have children, and the Mishnah brings the pasuk. Hashem is interested in to have a populated world. Hashem wants all the billions of people in China and all over the place. That's the interest. Hashem doesn't want Hashem to be an empty world. So therefore, we have to be masakin this Eved Kenai. We have to sort him out. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on about it. Now ask Tosfos. Ask Tosfos Akasha. Why does the Mishnah bring in another pasuk of Loisoy Baroy Lasheves Yitzara? No, just a second. No, so it's not. So Tosfos asks that why is it not? Just a second. That's Mary Zeus. So Tosfos asks, what is the problem? What is the problem to marry a Shifcha Knanis? Why couldn't he marry a Shifcha Knanis? So we said he's not allowed to because half of him is Israelis. A person is not allowed to marry Shifcha Knanis because it's lo yeh kodesh, and the mitzvah of pruv ruv overrides. So we all know the rule is asay doicholoyis asay. Asay of pruv ruv is doicholoyis asay. So there's a lois asay involved, but there's asay as well. Says Tosfos. The second tarot says, "Va'oy dechimi yikore lav lemekayim asay elo begma bia dechazilis abba." That's the words of Tosfos. Says Tosfos said this, that it's not the same time. Why is it not the same time? Because beer is split into two parts. There's first, it's called Hara, and then there's the Maisa beer. Says Tosfos that the Tchilas beer, the beginning of the Maisa beer, is there's no mitzvah peruvu yet. There's no mitzvah peruvu yet, and then you're ready over the Avera. You only mekayim mitzvah peruvu, only begmar beer. That's what Tosfos says. In other words, Tosfos say like this, that we know the rule is asay dechalos asay only when it's the same as man, only exactly the same time. Now here it's not the same time. The tchilas beer is over the aveir already, and he's only making the mitzvah b'saf beer. So what do you see from Tosfos? That you're already making the mitzvah, already b'shas beer. He's making the mitzvah straight away. A kol's man, he's chazieles abba. The isha that he's married with is chazieles abba. Then he's making the mitzvah. So we see clearly from Tosfos that the ma'aser beer is already the ma'aser mitzvah. Not like the minchas chinuch. And minchas chinuch says tzorich chiyuv on this Tosfos, but as we're born Tosfos, so it's shver the minchas chinuch. Tosfos mavua that the ma'aser beer is already the ma'aser mitzvah. Not like the minchas chinuch wants to say that no, there's no mitzvah involved b'shas the ma'aser beer. So that is the two problems on the minchas chinuch. Now before we carry on, I just want to go back to answer the question. I didn't answer the question that's asked from matzah, right? So matzah. The Gemara says that if you eat it b'shas you potter and later you became chayav, you can't be yotzer from what you did then. So who had in here? How can the Gemara say that when he's a goy, when he's a goy, then he had children and later became a ger, he's potter because he had children, he's got children. So Teres says this, matzah, the chiyuv is to eat the matzah. And he ate it, when he ate it, he was potter. Children, says Michas Chinuch, the mitzvah is to have children, so he has children. What do I care if it came out through a time when he was potter or not? Doesn't matter that. He's a close man, he's got children, then he's making the mitzvah. That's the Michas Chinuch's yeshub, and then we said this is shver, the Michas Chinuch is shver. So comes along Rav Elchanan, and Rav Elchanan says that Avada goes like Tosfos. Of course, it's like Tosfos that the Maisa Mitzvah is already straight away B'Shas Bia. All right, but it's only the Maisa Mitzvah. It's only the Maisa Mitzvah. But when are you actually makayim the mitzvah? Only when a child is born. That's when there's a kiyum mitzvah. So he splits, not heksha, and there's a maisa. No, maisa means he splits it. He goes a stage further. There's the maisa mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah shatoyz makayim atem peruvu, the maisa mitzvah. And then when he's makayim the mitzvah is only a stage later when he has a child. So meila, this ger, okay, so he didn't do a maisa mitzvah, okay. but he's still mekayem mitzvah. He's now mekayem mitzvah. The kiyum is there, and he has the kiyum over here. He's got children in the world, and that's the kiyum. So he did it. He managed to get out of the meisa, but that doesn't matter. Kol's money, he's got the kiyum. That's the ikkar. That's the ikkar. What the Torah is mekayem. You need only a meisa in order to be able to get the kiyum. But if a person managed to mekayem mitzvah without doing a meisa, so it's fine as well. The main thing the Torah is makbid is the kiyum mitzvah. So that's where Bilchonon is. That's how Bilchonon puts it. Now there's another aura, and that is like this. There are more paskins like this. What happens if somebody has a ben mamza? Now, there are more paskins, he's yoytze mitzvah. A ben mamza. Okay, fine, he's a child. But the problem is, it's a mitzvah of avera. It's a mitzvah of avera, right? Because a person may have a mamza if he marries one of the yisuri bia. So that is avera, right? It's a mitzvah of avera. So it says the mechas chinuch. No problem. The mitzvah is only later, only when the mamza is born. But not b'shas meisa. B'shas meisa, there's nothing, it's just a heksha. So why should there be mitzvah b'aveira? The mitzvah is later, there's no aveira later. The aveira is only long earlier. So you don't connect. The mitzvah b'aveira is, right, so he's done an aveira emes, but he still, it doesn't spoil the kiyum mitzvah, which is happening a long time later. Rav Elchanan says, according to Rav Elchanan, how are you going to stand according to Rav Elchanan? Because Rav Elchanan learns that no, the Maisa Mitzvah is B'Shas Bia. The Kima Mitzvah is later. But Maisa Mitzvah is B'Shas Bia. So B'Shas Bia, he's being over in Avera. So therefore, in the Maisa Mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah above Avera. Right? Yeah? There is a Mitzvah above Avera. And yet we paskin that you Yotza. You make kind of Mitzvah. But it's a Mitzvah above Avera. How you make kind of Mitzvah like that? No, we're talking about no. So Pashtus is. Pashtus anybody. The Ramah says them. The Ramah just says if somebody says mamza is yotze mitzvah. So it doesn't sound like only if it's dafka somebody who's mutter but in the wherever these yisuri be are. So the Achrelim want to say like this. That could very well be. It could be that ena chanama taka b'shas the meisa mitzvah he was over avera. It's true, but the main hakpada. Or mitzvah above here is not the b'shas the meisa bia, the meisa mitzvah. The main akpada is b'shas the kima mitzvah. That's when the Torah doesn't want there should be an avir involved. And so normally the meisa and the kima goes together. So if you pick up a lulav gozel, so you make a mitzvah and you're doing the meisa mitzvah together in one go, so then it's no good. But what happens if it's split? If there's a meisa and a kium two different times, the akpada is not on the meisa, the akpada is on the kium. Yeah? And therefore, since here, B'shas, he has a child, there's no Avira, then there's no problem, mitzvah baba Avira. There's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to have. The British wants the world should be populated.
Not with
Mamzerim. With Mamzerim, it doesn't matter. As long as there's people, it's inhabited, there's people in the world, so there's people living in the world, the more the merrier. That's what the British kavon is. Even if he's a Mamzer. What happens if the child is not, he's a mum, he's a baal mum. The Torah, what the Hashem wants, doesn't matter, makes no difference. The Torah wants should be people. Doesn't matter if he's got all the manners or he's got all the chasrinas. Yeah. So, this is the first stage. This is the first stage that there is the Maisa and there's the Kiyum, which is later. What we see from here is that Kol Zman, if a person gets married, has a child, has two children, Mekayim the Mitzvah, he should know that Kol Zman, these children are around, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Kol Zman, it's not pshat, I already did Pirivirivya, I was Yotza and finished, let's move on. No, Kol Zman, they're around, and then when they have their grandchildren, their children, you have your, and there's great grandchildren, all this is all a ribu in Pirivirivya, it's all Pirivirivya, it's not that I was Yotza already then. Kol Zman, they're around, that's the Kol Zman, according to the Rechon as well, the Kiyum is Kol Zman, the Metzias that they're around, the Havayosan he uses, the fact that they're around, they exist, that's the mitzvah of Pirivirivya. And when the Torah is Atim Puruvru, the Torah means do the Maisa in order to think. Now what's the she? What's the she of the mitzvah? So what's the she of the mitzvah? So the Mishnah said this in Yevam Mislav Samech Aleph. B'sham ha'oimim shnei zchorim, v'sil ha'oimim zochu nekeva. Shnei ma'zochu nekeva barom. B'sham ha'paskins two zchorim, and b'sil ha'paskins a zochu nekeva. And we pass in like b'sil. Question is, what's b'sil hold? And I'll explain to you what I mean to ask. Rashi says, that, let me read you out, listen carefully. B'sham ha'oimim shnei zchorim. Yeah? Says, Rashi, avaloi zochu nekeva. Right? B'sham says, a zochu nekeva is not good enough. has to be dafka two boys. Yeah, right? And Beisilil says, Zachon Ikev, a boy and a girl. Now let me ask you a question like this. If Bishamai says, only two boys, but not a boy and a girl. So now Beisilil comes and says, a boy and a girl. Now what would Beisilil hold about two boys? Now look at this. Bishamai say it's only with two boys. That's it. That's Rashi very clear. But not a boy and a girl. The Basilus is a boy and a girl. Yeah. Now, is it also Dafka? Or is it no? He's Moisev, who had did a boy and a girl. Right? Who had did a boy and a girl? If what?
Everybody who did two girls is not.
Yeah. But somebody was married there. If let's say a person has two girls, and that's it, but then the girl gets married and has a boy, so there's a boy and a girl over here. Right, so then it's also okay. You have to look up. I don't exactly, but it's also right because we're not going to bond. That's right. That's the Gemara there. So now, so the emes is
if you have all boys, there's no mitzvah.
Sorry,
all boys.
If you have all boys, again the same way around. If you have all boys, but then the boys get married and have girls, so you've got boys and girls.
So that's the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
a chama. So I'll speak about that. Yeah, I'll speak about that as well. Try and get there. So that's the question. What would be Silil, which we pass can like hold by two boys? Is it Dafka, a boy and a girl, or is it even a boy and a girl? When he's arguing with Shammai, is it even or Dafka? So the showing him there's a Rajba. The Rajba says it according to Beis Shammai. Rashi says we said veloy avoloy zachon akeva. There is a gerus that says in Rashi, v'kolshkem zachon akeva. Now with Bishamai say two boys, but he needs to be moisef on Beisilil, a boy, and a boy and a girl. Whereas therefore Beisilil is going to say only a boy and a girl. Beisilil can't be saying a boy and a girl or two boys, because that's the same as Bishamai. Right? So according to that gerus, then and comes, that's the shayla over here, according to, is it also two boys or is it only a boy and a girl? Right? Lemaisa we paskan, that's dafka, a boy and a girl. Okay, dafka boy and a girl. But it's just interesting to know like this. The Gemara says, why does Beisilil say a boy and a girl? So the Gemara says, because Yalfinu Mibriyosi Shaloilam. Because we learn from the way Hashem created Adam and Chava. That's what Bishamai says. So Bishamai says, no, you can't prove it from that way. That's the only way you can start the world off with a boy and a girl. Mashaykin, later on, if you have two boys, your neighbor can have two girls. What's the problem? There's no proof from there that a person can be Mekayim like the Baruch Shem was Mekayim by a boy and a girl, or like Baruch Shem start. There's nothing wrong with that. Huh?
What's the problem? Two boys, you've got a problem.
Two there. Why can't have two? Why can't have two?
There's one boy. Because if you're having just one min, so why does it have to be two? Okay, good question there. So now, the Gemara says further. The Gemara says, why do we learn from Moshe? Why do we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, we know he only had two boys, Gershom and Eliezer. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Purish, and even though he wasn't a kind of mitzvah yet, right? So, says the Gemara, you can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, because we know there's three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own accord, and one of them is he was Purish from Israel. Okay, so the big question is, how's he allowed to do it, right? So, interesting thing is that's what I mentioned to you before, that there's a tzad in Beis Hillel that may be allowed to have two boys. Even Beis Hillel, the Yerushalmi says that, but that's Beis Hillel. That when Beis Hillel says a boy and a girl, who had then two boys? Says the Yerushalmi, right, Lemaisa, as I told you, the Babli, the Rashba argues with that. That's not pshat. But Lemaisa has brought down the Zohar Kodesh says like this. The Zohar Kodesh says that Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw when Hashem revealed to him the first time in a snare, so he says Hashem told him the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Nosa. He says Shal Na Alecha. So says the Zohar that Hashem meant to tell him to be Purish Me'isha. That's what she did in Zohar Kodesh. So the Balochim said, but 1 minute, but he wasn't yet a kind of Peribya. He hasn't had a boy and a girl. So the Balochim said, no, he has two boys. He has two boys. And this Zohar is Mephorish, like the Yerushalmi. That two boys is good enough. And that also explains a bit, how the Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Bavli, is still Shmeh, Taka, how Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to be Parish Misha only after two boys, whatever it is. But according to Yerushalmi and the Zoya, then it's okay, because Taki would make a... Anyway, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu Pasnai, Beshamai. That's it. So Kaponim, we pasken it's a boy and a girl. Now, what you asked, that it's not Beyodoi. It's not Beyodoi. So there's a famous Chus Alvovus in believe it or not, in Shabbat Tochen. Shabbat Tochen, he says there that we should know that every mitzvah has three chalokim. Every mitzvah that a person decides to go ahead and do, there's three chalokim to it. So the chalik number one is to choose to do it. Chalik number two is to agree and decide I'm going to do it, to plan how to do it. And chalik number three is to actually do it. So he says, in the first two of deciding to do it, of choosing to do it, and then to actually decide and plan out to do it, that's biyodoy. That's biyodoy. That depends on your mind, it depends on what your decision. That's biyodoy completely. And therefore, that's what the Torah is mechayev. But the third part, of actually going to do it, then you have to betochen. Then you have betochen, they'll work out. In other words, not always if a person wants to make a mitzvah, then pshat is the Torah is saying you have to do it. I don't care how you do it, it's going to have to happen. No, it's not true. The Torah is mechayev us to do mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, kol ha-Torah kula, is don't decide to go ahead and do polos to try and get it done. But actually doing or not, doesn't matter. There's so many mitzvahs that we can't do. There's so many mitzvahs that we'd love to do that not everybody can do. Pitnya ben, so many people can't do Pitnya ben for various reasons. There's who knows how many reasons, who knows mitzvahs that, and the Torah is not saying when you go up to the Imam and say, hello, why put the Pitnya ben? No, because you did the ishtadlus, you could do not mechayev mitzvah, and that's good enough. The Torah is not mechayev to do what's beyond you. Okay, so Kol Shekhen Mitzvahs Per Rebiyah Avada, it's beyond us. It's obvious it's beyond us. So the Torah is not mitzvah us to do actually Mekayin Mitzvah. The Torah is mitzvah us, like we said before, to do the Meisa Mitzvah. To do just go ahead and do the Meisa Mitzvah. What happens afterwards? That's not in your hands. That's not up to you.
What's the chesaron?
What's the chesaron? Means why is two girls worse off than two boys?
Yeah, it can't be.
What's the chesaron if he has two?
Like, not Mekayim, not
what you're asking me is why is the mitzvah only with two boys, not with two girls? Well, what happens if somebody has two girls? What's the problem?
Well, it's a dafka by two boys or by the girl, not by two girls.
Not by two girls. Yeah. I don't know why dafka two boys. Why dafka?
Two boys.
Shidduch crisis.
Two boys. You don't make PR. It's too expensive.
Two boys.
Boys. You don't make PR.
No, can't go further. Yeah.
Girl and boy.
Yeah. Two girls. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Now. Now there's one more last nakuda. So the shayla is like this. It's already a bit. But I'm just trying to just go la halacha. Just trying to see it. Not la halacha lemaisa, but to understand what is the right outlook at this mitzvah. So a person became peribya. He has a boy and a girl. Beautiful, very nice. And let's even say he has another girl or another boy. Okay, fine. He's became peribya. Is there an inyan to mekayim the mitzvah more? Is there an inyan to carry on being mekayim the mitzvah? Okay. So now. So look at this. So the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah says, the same Mishnah I quoted before. Lo yevatel adam mipri v'rivya, elim ken yesh lo ibonim. That a person should not be mevatel pri v'rivya, he should not keep away from it, he should mekayim the mitzvah, unless he has already ibonim. If he has ibonim, and the Mishnah goes on, shnei zecharim according to Bishama, and b'lachan kev gul b'sila. So the Gemara says like this. So the Mishnah says that a person should not be mevatel pri v'rivya, until he has two boys, until he has a boy and a girl, says the Gemara, Hayesh lo ibonim. So what? Oh, so it means if you have already boys, you have already children. Says the Gemara, Bepriver ibya bottle me isha lo ibottle. Says the Gemara, the Moz Medayek, the Mishnah says only priver ibya you're allowed to now refrain from, but not from being married. As I explained in the Gemara. So the Gemara lemes say leRav Nachman and Mashmul Dama Api Sheshle Adam Kama Bolim Asar Amad Bolay Isha Shnei Meloy Toyva Yis Adam Levadoi. That it's a raya that a person should always be married, regardless to having children or not. It's another noisa, another inyan being married. So it's a raya that says the Gemara. Another lishner, no. Vikad Amri, the other way around. Vikad Amri Hayeshle Bonim Bottle Mi Pri Ribi U Bottle Ami Mi Isha. So Vikad Amri says in the Mishnah that not only once you have a boy and a girl, then you potter from Pri Ribi. Who are then from Isha? Vikad the Gemara, oh, but it's a stira to what we just said before of Nachman Mashmuel that says that you always have to be married. You should always be married. So the Gemara, no. Loi. like this. Eloi bonim. The difference is like this. If a person has no children yet, noise isha bas bonim, he should marry. If he needs to, if he should marry again, a isha that can bear children. Yesh loi bonim, noise isha dala bas bonim. Mashik, if he has children and he's got no wife, his wife passed away, or whatever, then he should marry again. But now you don't have to be makpid to have bas bonim, that she can bear children, because you already mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Gemara further, nafke minna, what's the difference? Limko sefer Torah b'shvil bonim. Are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to use that money to get married again? Now, what's this? The Gemara just now said the nafke minna. The Gemara just said the nafke minna is that if you have already children, then you don't have to makpid to marry Isha's bas bonim. If you don't, then you have to look for Isha's bas bonim. So you already found the nafkimin. Nafkimin, another. What's these two nafkimin? So Tosfos asks it. So Tosfos says the second teretz that it's like this, that a person, the Gemara means like this, a person is always obligated to marry a isha bas bonim, a isha that can bear children. Meaning, even if he already had children. But the difference only is, should he sell a sefer Torah for it or not? If he never had children yet, then he should ad kedikach go and sell a sefer Torah for it. Whereas if he already had children and he can't afford to marry another isha bas bonim, then he should not sell a sefer Torah for it. Ad kedikach. Shouldn't go so far. And now the Gemara says, like this, that's what you mentioned, the Gemara you mentioned. Masnisen the loike of Yeshua. This Mishnah does not go like Yeshua. Because the Tani Yeshua, Yeshua, Nois Nosa, the Mishnah, Beyaldusoi, Yeseshe Bezeknusoi. If a person already has children when he was young, he should still have, he should not children. If a person married young, he should marry again when he's old. Ohele Bonim Beyaldusoi, Yele Bonim Bezeknusoi. He had children already when he was younger, he should still continue having more. Shenema, Baboike Zeradarecho, Ulerav Tanachedecho. You should, in the morning, you should plant the seeds, and in the evening, you should eat it. In other words, the Gemara learns, that means, keep, the Gemara means, but breaker, in the morning, don't stop, continue on. Why? Says the Gemara, why? You don't know which one is going to be good. This one or that one, right? Ein chayidea, which one will be alright? Says Rashi, eze zera yehogun v'yori shomayim, Umiskayim. Which child will be a Yorsha? Umiskayim. Miskayim means that he'll be healthy and he'll be able to reproduce further. He'll be able to continue on. You don't know. So okay, fine, so I had already two children, but who said? Who says it's good enough? We don't know. So that's why the Mefarshim say, the Rishonim say, this is Dindirabonon. Midirabonon, you should still continue on because of this Sibba. The Ma'is, the Apostle continues on. The Apostle says, Vim Shneim Ke'echotoivim. Maybe they're both going to be good. So, says on that the Gemara, this is not like the Gemara before. Because the Gemara before learns, says that if you already have children, you should remarry, yeah? But you don't have to ad kedikach go and sell a sefer Torah. So says the Rosh, that from the Gemara's Mavuah, no, that ad kedikach, that you should even sell a sefer Torah for it. The mitzvah is so chamor that regardless if you have children here or not, doesn't matter, not if you come in, even if you had, doesn't matter. We're not misyachas to that. There's still a chiyuv, an equal chiyuv, to continue on. To be able to have more children, the Machaber brings this down as a yesh oimrim that says that even if yesh oimrim shafiru im yesh loy bonim yimkoy sevetori kadesh sheyisur shabas bonim. The first day of the Machaber says the difference is if you already have children, like the Gemara, if you already have children, then just marry, but not to adkekach to be moichas sevetori. If you don't, then even should sell a sevetori if you have to. But the second day of the Machaber is that adkekach as this new din der abonon of baboikas rezurecho the new din. Now first you just The Rambam says only if you've got koyach, if you know you can continue. Okay, if a person is over 80 already, it depends. If he knows, he can continue on. The shailer is, what is pshatnis? What is pshatnis mitzvah? Why are Abonon a machai of this? Why am I machai of this? The Torah is machai of only two. That's the shir. What's this? The Torah is machai, there are Abonon a machai of more. Where does it come from? What is the makoy for it? So the emes is the Tosfos brings down, and then when we quoted it before, that there's another pasuk of Losheves Yitzara. Forget about Peruvu, but Losheves Yitzara, and that's really, it's really just a snippet, it's this explanation to the mitzvah approval. The sibba why the Torah is machayev as to mekayim mitzvah is because the Torah Hashem is interested in having an inhabited world. Sheves Yitzara. And Tosfos there says, that's why we bring that pasuk there, not Peruv River, by this chatzi ben choyin, and we have to try and get him married. Why bring that pasuk of Sheves? Why bring the mitzvah approval? So Tosfos, no, because Sheves brings out that this mitzvah is a very, very choshev mitzvah. It's a very ad kedikach. The Machaber says that there's only two mitzvahs in the world. There's only two mitzvahs that you're allowed to set a sefer Torah for. There's only two mitzvahs. Talmud Torah and prayer. That's the only two mitzvahs. No other mitzvahs a person allowed to do that. Could be, but Talmud Torah we know, if you're able to continue learning, learn more. If you've got the koyach, learn more. So equally, this the same, equally in the same idea, if you've got the koyachos to mekayim the mitzvah more, mekayim the mitzvah more. And just one more interesting point. We said before that why is a person mechuyev to a person should be mashtadl to have more children even after the mekayim mitzvah? So he said because we don't know. We don't know. We can't know. We never know. And the mechaber paskens that if a child is a siris or the daughter is an eilenitz, meaning that we know for a fact they cannot have children, you're not mekayim mitzvah. You're not mekayim mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be a child that is able to reproduce further as well. So therefore, maybe these two children, we don't know. We can't know. I mean, obviously, it's most likely that, yeah, right? But we can't know only until long later. Mela be mishtadl to mekayim further. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, do you know why you should have more children? Shekola moisef nefesh achas b'Yisrael kilu bono oilam. Because you have another Jewish person in the world, you built another world. Why is the Rambam changed from the Gemara? The Gemara says, because Ein Chayodea. So the Mefarshim say, the Netziv says this, because the Rambam learns it's from the next part of the Pasuk. Because, Oishema Shneem Ke'echot Toivim. Maybe they're both good. In other words, no, not because we don't know. We know for a fact they're fine, they're good, they're healthy, they've got everything you need. Nevertheless, still go further, we can't miss it further. What happens if a person, let's say if a person's not sure, if he's got the Koichos, in other words, b'chal, the koich has b'mtzias to have more children. He's mesopek. He doesn't know, right? He can't know. So says the Netziv like this. According to the Gemara, that the whole reason why you have to remarry and have more children, or even not remarry, even the same wife to have more children, according to that Gemara, then it's only a sopek. I don't know. Maybe not. So what happens if a person is mesopek if b'chal can have children? So says the Netziv, very possible you're not mechuyev. Mashiach called the Rambam because the more the merrier. So it's not a suffolk. No, even if you're mekayim mitzvah fully, it's not a suffolk. But there's still a chiyuv to continue on. So even if you're a suffolk, if you can do or not, you're talking. There's still a chiyuv to continue on. La halacha. If other person has to ask a shayla to his rav when it's negiah, a person has 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so what? So the shayla has to be asked. But this is a famous. Famous stipler that everybody that is quoted often, that if a person ever thinks to himself that I can't, so the stipler, we need to know that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a certain amount of tircha that we're going to have this year. So now you can choose where you want this tircha to go. If you want, you can have nachas from another child. It'll be a lot of tircha. It'll cost a lot more, and it'll be a lot more. Yeah. But at the same time, you have more nachas. But if a person chooses not, so that tircha will anyway come. Beis Hashem, which will be zoichet to have lot of nachas, more our children. Hey.